Isaiah 55 and verse 8. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." And last week we touched on the fact that, and today I want to speak about learning your way to success. When we say learning your way to success, is that we come to understand that succeeding at what you do, or really successful people, is not a myth, all right? It's not a mystery. And it's not something that it's a myth. It's something that can be studied. It's the laws of success can be understood, and the laws of success can be applied, and with you getting the result. That is the same way a person decides that I want to learn a language, and they set themselves to learn that language, and they don't expect that the next day they will have understood the language, but they know that if they give themselves to it and pay attention to it, learning it for in a very focused way over a short period of time, they are going to understand, all right, the language. So if you can understand a language, any language, and it's just like hearing a language and everything is gibberish and you don't understand what they're saying, it's the same way success can be, which means that everything is just, what's really going on here? You know, this world is a game of chance, it's a game of luck. Some people are just lucky, some people, it's not that way. But it's something that you've got to understand has to be learned. It's not something you can hustle into. It's something that you have to study and something that you can learn. And we said that you can have a right thought and idea. But more importantly, the way you go about the execution of that idea and that thought, you have got to pay attention to that. That God doesn't just lead in the way that you should go, that this is where he wants you to go. He will also teach you how to get to that point. So yes, this is where I want to get to, but then I must understand, and this is the key, that I need to be taught, and this teaching we'll see will come in bits and pieces from other human beings by the Spirit of God in order for you to understand how to get there. Now, once you don't understand this, then it's going to be an uphill task. But if you say, this is where I believe in my heart, I want to get to, and I believe God for the fulfillment of something, then I will have to learn from the Spirit of God on what to do for me to manifest or receive what I have believed God for. It's not that, well, I believed God, that means I will just sit down. No, you are going to learn. That is, God is at work in you. You are going to have to work out that, all right, salvation. So what's the definition of learning? When we say learn your way to success, what really is the basic definition of learning? It is the acquisition of two things. When you say, I am learning, it is two things that you are acquiring. One, you are acquiring knowledge. Two, you are acquiring skill. In other words, you are acquiring knowledge, and then you are also acquiring at the same time skill. All right? Now, and the way you get knowledge is by study. And the only way you get skill is by practice. Let me say this here. So you cannot be learning anything if you are not using the knowledge you are receiving to try to do something you couldn't do before. Are you following what I'm saying? I cannot be learning how to play a guitar by reading books on guitar and reading books about the strings. The only way I can do it is that I try to play the guitar, and what I am doing is practicing the knowledge that I have received. So I understand that I am developing my skill through the application of knowledge. That is why you don't know how to do anything you have not done before. Are you following what I'm saying here? You don't know how to do what you've never done. So you can't tell somebody else, right? So I'm explaining here, if someone comes and says, all right, this is a car, and gives you all the facts about, or somebody comes and draws a plane and says a Boeing 777, all right, and does all that kind of stuff and all of that. You know, last Thursday I was going to Abuja, and somehow, I've got into the plane and another airline, I think they had to go and pick up an aircraft in Abuja. So, you know, when there are empty seats, you can take, because they were pilots, all right, from some other airline. So they sat. So one of them sat beside me. And so I said, which airline do you fly for? And he said, the chat. And he said he flies for this airline. And he talked about the new planes they had brought. And he said he brought one from this. Well, but to cut a long story short. So I wanted to ask him a question, okay, as to whether he, because the type of plane he could fly was different from the one we were inside. But I waited till we were landing to ask him so that it's not a bad confession, because you know you can now, because I wanted to ask him whether if there will be trouble on this flight, will you be able to use the knowledge you have of that other plane to land? But I waited till we were landing so that I don't jinx myself, because when you ask somebody, can you fly this plane? Well, before you go and call something on yourself. So as we were landing, as we were in a taxi, I now asked him that if we had any problem, will you be able to ask? He said yes, all right, because, all right, he has skill in what? Fly. But somebody else might be able to explain, he went to read all the books about that particular aircraft. And you say everything. All right, and say when they did it, how they did it, the way they did it. And I'm just trying to tell you that. So when sometimes, I mean, it's good if you study Greek and all of that, but you don't develop without practicing it. If you learn about the Greek word and the Hebrew word for love, but you don't exercise yourself to forgive, then it means nothing. If you don't practice patience and kindness, you haven't learned anything. What you have done is that you have acquired knowledge, but you do not have any form of skill. All right? So, I mean, that's why a person who doesn't practice, for example, there was a day I tweeted, I think, and I said to the, and I tweeted out that, you know, you should help those as you are led by the Spirit to help. You know, I was talking about love. And someone said, no, you should help everybody, and you should just give to anybody. You don't have to wait to be led by the Spirit. So I knew straight away he doesn't practice anything. Because if you practice things, you will know that if you have 50,000 naira, that there are people that need 1 million just around you. And therefore, if six people ask you for 500,000 and all you have is 50,000, then you must know that you have to be led by the Spirit as to who to give. Are you following what I'm saying here? So you know when people are just acquiring knowledge and they are not practicing. So learning is, I'm going to start with this, is knowledge and skill through study and experience. So what you are doing is you are studying and you are practicing. For example, and I'm going to quote something there. Many years ago, about 10, 11, or 20 years ago, when Jim Collins wrote the book Good to Great, and he spoke at a particular conference, Good to Great, I got the DVDs, and I listened thoroughly to Principles of Leadership, Good to Great. Today, I just looked through it just for something. Just a small 3-minute clip. And what I heard, I never heard it before, because I was not in that space of using that kind of knowledge when I was listening to what he was saying back then. But now, because I am using that and applying that knowledge, there is a different dimension to the way I'm hearing it. So, what I want us to understand is we will learn our way into experiences. Now, the same way, please understand this, you don't get a language the first time. Even in the application of the Word of God, you don't get all the results when you start it. So this idea that I am desperate, all right, for something and I went to God to pray, I'm desperate. Look, you learn your way. But a time will come, you'll be having 100% results always. But at the beginning, you are not going to get it that way. So the sooner you start practicing it on issues every day before Goliath comes. Do you get what I'm saying here? Practice it on the bear and the lion where you don't have two. It's not a matter of life and death. The bear can go with the sheep. You are okay. But you decided to practice it because when the day comes where it's life and death, you must know what to do. When David faced Goliath, he said, I haven't proven something, which means he had skill. This man had used it. Which means he had used that sling and stones in the past that showed that he had used that particular thing. And the Bible speaks about the fact that in the book of Hebrews, he said, those who through by reason, he says that some people are babes because they are unskillful in the word of righteousness. And he says, strong meat for when, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful. In other words, they haven't practiced this thing. All right, unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age. Even those by reason of use or by reason of practice, not just acquisition, now practice, have their senses exercised to be able to discern. So first thing I want to establish here is how do you learn? You learn by knowledge and by what? Practice. So what you should be practicing is at your level. For example, there was a time when Reverend Miko, it's many years ago, Many, this was in the 80s, and he had this big book on management and all that, and I said, let me read this book. He snatched the thing for me, you don't need it. All right? Because you're in school, what you need faith for is to pass exam, not to be reading about management strategies. Now, when you read that kind of thing, just acquire knowledge, what that does to you is that you start speaking English. And then people that are in management there, that are doing things, you might have more knowledge than them, but you have no practice, so the little skill that they have, do you get what I'm saying here? So you can have a qualified mechanical engineer who can explain how a car, the origin and everything in the car, but the car spoils, he can't do anything. Then packs for a mechanic who doesn't have as much knowledge, but has learned skill. Do you get what I'm saying? The little they know, they practiced it. The one you know, you never have used. Do you get what I'm saying here? So we know much more than the patriarchs because we have a whole Bible. But what they understood was whatever they heard was to be used. Abraham wasn't trying to be a Bible scholar. Abraham was trying to receive a land. Do you get what I'm saying here? David wasn't saying the Psalms so that somebody can be quoting Psalms. They were saying these things to get out of trouble. So you can only learn what you need. Are you following what I'm saying? Okay. So Acts 17, just to show you this, and verse 27. Let us look at this. Acts 17 and verse 27. It says that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him. It says, you will feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. It says, next verse, for in him we live, move, and have our being. In other words, you feel after him, and then after time you find him. So it's a process of feeling after God. And then what happens is that you discover, all right, and find him. If you have the Living Bible translation, if you don't, okay, the Living Bible translation, but if you don't, let's just go on here. So, we are speaking about this. And in this process, you practice things and you learn things. They started with a website, it failed. Are you following what I'm saying? But the vision was correct. Do you understand what I'm saying here? The vision was right. The method that they were going about it was not. Steve Jobs actually had a concept that resonated with what they were doing, and it came from Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, no come church. Do you? I'm trying to understand, so you don't just think it's inside your four walls of the church, God is moving. Are you following what I'm saying here? God used him to bring that. There was a 19-year-old boy that it was like, can you try something? Now, it is that process. But what I'm trying to get was that the first time they did it, they failed. So that you tried something and it did not work. Things don't work like that even in God, because you are not God. You are learning certain things. You understand what I'm saying here? You have to learn your way into an experience that you have inside your heart. So you can't come to God and just say that this is a concept, because I'm a Christian and I offered up a prayer, it should work automatically. Without any application, without any recognition of the fact that it is my own ignorance that might be creating the stumbling block to this particular experience. For there's nowhere in the mind of those guys they were thinking app. There was no way, because there was nothing like app in existence. It was somebody else that brought app, that now brought that concept, okay, let's try it this way. And to their amazement, all right, the thing worked out as it should. So God not only tells you, so this is what I've got to understand, what to do, but God now is interested and in the business of showing you what to do. And the reason why many fail is not that what you have in your heart, all right, is not God's will for your life. Now we take it and just shock it to, well, it's not God's will for me. I'm going to look for God's will for my life and all of that, and just shock it to that. Listen, so provided what you are bringing out is not damaging anybody's life, is not stealing from anybody, is not depriving a person of anybody, is not harmful to anybody, and it will be of benefit to people, even if it's three people, you can go ahead with it. Are you following what I'm saying? God, in his infinite wisdom, will use what you are trying to do to fulfill his own will. Leave that one to God. If what you want to do is to catch fish, to feed your family, God will use that to lead you into what he wants you to enter into. So God also tells us. So Noah heard about building the ark. Look at the specific instructions God gave him. I'm sure to do it. Genesis 6 and verse 13. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Verse 14, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark. Thou shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Then he says, and this is the fashion where thou wilt make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. The breadth of it shall be 50 cubits. The height of it shall be 30 cubits. Now, you miss any of these things in terms of the dimension of the ark, and what's going to happen is when the flood comes, you are going to sink. So you got the issue right of an ark, but you also have to get specific instructions from God. God has to teach you how that thing will happen. All right? So it's not just that you can even have an open vision where an angel came and said, my son, my daughter, my child, this is what you're supposed to do. You still have to be taught on how that thing will come to pass. So when you have what you want to do, all right, now take time, is what I want to share, to wait on God, I don't show this, to teach you how to get it done. Last week we saw these two scriptures, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. It tells us, Matthew 11:28, He says, come unto me all ye that labor. All right? So once there is that labor there and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. In other words, that's what he says. You need to learn certain things from him. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And that's that yoke. All right? To be meek there and lowly, to have that disposition. He says, and you shall find rest in your soul. We saw last week, he said, come and learn, and I will teach you the unforced rhythms of grace. The second scripture, Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. Same thing he's saying here. It says, he giveth power to the faint, that's tired, and to them that have no might, he increaseth their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But listen, those that fall, those that are tired, those that are weary, those that are, you know, are laboring, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew. The word renew is exchange their strength. If you wait upon the Lord and go to the Lord in prayer about that thing and understand that if I try to do this thing and it's so difficult, I try to do this thing and I'm weary and I'm tired, then what I need to do is to go and wait on God concerning it. He said he shall renew their strength. And what will happen is they will mount up with wings as eagles. He says they will run and not be weary. And then he says, and they shall walk and not faint. So what you have to do is to wait on God, all right, concerning that particular thing. And waiting on God means I now take time in prayer to ask God. Because if you look at verse 28, it will tell us what the problem was, understanding. It says, all right, has thou not known, has thou not heard, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching his understanding. In other words, anybody that faints and is weary, it means you lack the understanding of what you want to do. So you go to meet him, to wait on him, for him to give you an understanding. And that's what your prayer is. Give me an understanding of this particular thing. Let me understand it. And that's why it says they are meek and they are lowly, because what they're doing is they understand, look, I need to understand this. Solomon was made king. He was a lowly person, a meek. He went to God and said, I am made king instead of my father David, but I don't know how to go out, neither do I know how to come in. Give me a wise and an understanding heart, all right, that I might know what to do. So vision is the task you want to accomplish. Revelation is how you are going to get it done. All right? Now, you want to accomplish something, hold fast your confidence. That's your confession. Declare it, hold fast, and don't give up, and understand. Now, listen, this thing is a determination based on assurance. What I'm saying will come to pass, but I've got to learn and I've got to understand, all right, how to get it done, right? I have to learn and understand, but hold fast your confession. Don't change. Know the problem is not an external problem of the environment. It is a heart problem of ignorance. Let me repeat what I'm saying. It's not an environmental problem. It is my own heart's problem that I am ignorant of certain things. There is information. I mean, these guys that wanted to do the Bible app, they are Christian, but they wanted to get it out. But they didn't know how. They didn't even have the concept of an app that God must have known this is what will get this their vision out. And at that time, he was going around the earth and finally found a man, Steve Jobs, and said, planted it, and he put it out there. And for them, a church, to have heard what Steve Jobs wanted to do that early, it means there was somebody in Apple that was connected to them. Because for you to have known and to have been among the first people in Apple, what was going on inside Apple, you must have somebody, you have some connection there. And that connection, they must have told them. And then there was somebody who was a 19-year-old boy who was around there who said, I can do the work all right on it. So they pay everything, just worked, but they didn't even. So when you're approaching something, know that this is what I want done, but the truth about the matter is I am going to learn many things on my way to getting this particular thing done. I do not have the knowledge at this particular point in time. I have the vision, I have the faith, but now I need the knowledge. All right? Where is this knowledge coming from? Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29, it says, come and learn of me. And it says, you shall do what? Find the rest for your souls. Where are you going to learn to find this rest? Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. It says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find the rest for your souls. But he said, we will not walk. So what you need to do is, this is why they said, so look, where are the old paths? How do I get, all right, into this? How do I? And God will begin to get people across to you concerning this thing here on how to do it. So you are going to get the knowledge to get that particular thing done, which means it's not going to be by magic. It's not just going to be, you know, some external miracles that will just happen without any you knowing the ways of God. God is going to show you his ways. And we'll get it now. He's going to send people. You are going to get information on how to get that particular thing done. So let's establish this here. All right. Learning is about acquiring knowledge. All right. The application of that knowledge, which is skill. And you grow in knowledge and you grow in skill by experience until you find out what really works. You are trying it. You are feeling your way through that thing until you find God. Once you found him in that, then you get into the unforced rhythms of grace and you understand, all right, the system through which that thing works. And then the flow begins and you start getting results. And it gets to a place where God is doing exceeding abundantly above what you could ask or think. But you learned your way into that particular experience.